This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North and South Korea's leaders have pledged to improve relations and resume previously suspended communication channels between the two countries. The resumption of the hotline on Tuesday comes despite stalled negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang on the denuclearization of North Korea during the Trump administration. Two significant U.S. lakes, one of which is a major reservoir, are experiencing historic lows amid a drought. Lake Powell, the second largest reservoir in the United States, has fallen to 33% capacity. Utah's Great Salt Lake, the biggest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere, is at record lows that were set back in 1963. The Biden administration moved to further limit America's military presence in the Middle East. On Monday, President Biden met with Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi and vowed to end America's combat mission in the country before 2022. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get an Olympic update with Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
Lydia Jacoby became the first swimmer from Alaska to capture Olympic gold when she won the 100-meter breaststroke Tuesday in Tokyo. The 17-year-old's victory came as an upset as she outpaced teammate and defending Olympic champion Lily King, who finished third. Before Tuesday, King hadn't lost in a 100-meter breaststroke final since December of 2016. And Flora Duffy won the women's triathlon, giving Bermuda its first ever gold medal. Duffy finished the race in 1 hour, 55 minutes, and 36 seconds, more than a minute in front of second-place finisher Georgia Taylor Brown of Great Britain. Only one other Bermudan had brought home an Olympic medal. Clarence Hill won bronze in heavyweight boxing in Montreal in 1976. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer was assaulted and robbed of her cell phone in Oakland on Monday afternoon. Boxer tweeted that she was robbed while walking near her apartment in the area of Jack London Square. Boxer claims the suspect never said a single word. He just shoved her to the ground forcefully and stole her cell phone. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With the ratings for the Olympic Games in Tokyo being the lowest in decades, three-time Olympian Lolo Jones gives Fox News her perspective on why not many Americans are watching the Olympics.
There's a few different reasons. One, obviously, the time zone difference is incredible.
True.
We're dealing with 13, 14 hours, so most of the events are finished by the time we wake up in America. The opening ceremonies were already done when we woke up, so I think that took a lot of the, you know, fun out of it. And then also, there are no fans. The opening ceremony is totally about the fans from all around the world cheering on those athletes as they walk in the stadium, and that's when it gets really emotional. And then as we keep going on through the Olympics, I don't know if people have realized, but Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt both have retired. Those are big household names all around the world. They are out, so now it relies on Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, Allyson Felix to bring in those ratings, and I think that they're dealing with all these different factors. It's really tough.
When the first interstellar object ever observed, Oumuamua, flew past Earth in 2017, it seemed to be accelerating in speed. That's not what most space rocks do. Now, Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb says Oumuamua was an alien spaceship. On Monday, Loeb announced a project called the Galileo Project that will search for physical evidence of alien technologies and civilizations. The $1.75 million project aims to use a network of Earth-based telescopes to look for interstellar objects that could be extraterrestrial in nature. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We got James Hurston, of course, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great. You know, despite the ominous clouds that are forming all over the world, leading to predictions of lockdown, the sequel.
You know, and the thing is, on the upside of all this, James, like I tell the kids, experience defines preference. And what is happening at the same time around the world is the people, kind of like in the spirit of Cuba, are chanting liberty. You know, they all want freedom. This is really coming out. I mean, for the, you know, those institutional globalist planners and central command, this might be a little bit shocking for them because the natives are getting a bit restless. They probably have underestimated the intelligence, the IQ of the people of the world.
No, I think that's true, and I think the media and the technology companies are underestimating the ability of people to communicate those things, because a mainstream press just didn't really give coverage as the amazing, unprecedented breakout of protests took place in places very far away from each other, but particularly in Europe. I mean, Milan, Italy, London, England, in Germany, other countries, and it's striking and beautiful, actually, to see. And many of these protests have American flags, have Trump flags, and and the numbers are staggering based on the videos and the pictures that have been posted. It appears like we're talking hundreds of thousands of people. And then, of course, the inspiring, dangerous marches in Cuba. Mm-hmm. And, unfortunately, not a lot of support in the United States of America and really not enough attention drawn to it. But a beautiful yearning for freedom because God created us to yearn.
Exactly. I was going to say, you're without a doubt. It's in our DNA. It's our inalienable right as children of God to enjoy freedom. I mean, it comes from God. It does not come from some government, some totalitarian, some czar. I mean, this has been the problem. You know, people, you know, get things confused and they look to the government for their freedoms and for their provision. And look what happens time and again. They just cannot do it. You know, it is amazing when you talk about this groundswell response from the people around the world. And in contrast, James, you go to the Olympics and you got these, you know, I don't know, I don't know if it's fair to say they're just spoiled brat athletes having an attitude to the very country that's supporting their opportunity to, you know, not have to work, you know, take a break in some cases and to focus only on winning the gold for their country. And then they want to slam the American flag and the people that represent it.
Yeah, we've never seen anything like this. And, of course, it's the product of institutions that have been infiltrated by Marxists. But you know, if you put on the clothing of a team and it's from a certain geography, you're expected to represent that geography, whether it's professional sports, college sports, high school sports.
Of course.
I mean, it's just, it's never, it's kind of like, you know, some baseball player from, you know, a city, then coming out and bad-mouthing the people of the city that they represent. That kind of thing happens every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron did that to Cleveland, didn't he?
That's right, and he's not there. And, yes, you know, that's what usually happens. They get traded or they need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's... But the idea of representing the United States of America in the Olympics, it's an honor, and it doesn't matter. You know, certainly there's a talent level that has to be reached, but to make an Olympic team was always considered an honor. And it's kind of there's a little bit of poetry going on in the Olympics because some of the American teams that were expected to do well haven't, and you know, and they're teams with bad woke attitudes, and you know, nobody really cares much about the Olympics this year. They don't have any fans watching. You know, Americans are really preoccupied with other things.
Well, the thing is, they haven't even changed. They haven't changed their logo because it still comes up as 2020. Because when I first saw 2020, I go, "Oh, okay, must be a replay." Until I realized, oh, okay, I guess they were, you know, even though it got postponed, somebody couldn't replace the, you know, the zero for a one.
No, that's right. That's right. So, you know, it's just part of all of the unprecedented things that we witness that shock us and are a product of that have been, it's been a long time coming. Although I do believe that some of the things we see were planned and were placed into motion in a hurry because of the last administration, because of the fact that there was so much, so many obstacles for the globalist agenda.
Exactly. Well, you know, here we are. It's being thrust upon us. And there is a an interesting awakening, James, that you referred to that's happening around the world is people are suddenly, you know, they're not as dormant. They're starting to react to this deal. And it's good because arms and hands are reaching around the world for the sake of liberty. And, you know, and I've been saying repeatedly here, I think that we ought to have a field trip. Let's get all the schools, universities to get in a bus, and we're going to do spring break early, okay? We're going to take everybody down to Miami, Calle Ocho, and they're going to talk to the Cubans there, and then they can tell them story and the truth about communism. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. They can talk to Cubans, they can talk to Venezuelans, they can talk to Vietnamese, they can talk to Cambodians. We've got them all here in Southern California. But certainly we talk to those people all the time, and they understand the evils of communism. You know, the other day I happened to screen that movie from 1999, The Matrix.
Yes.
And it's much like George Orwell's 1984, which had words that came into our lexicon, like Big Brother, thought police, doublespeak, newspeak. There is a phrase from The Matrix that is used commonly, and it's actually in the Urban Dictionary, and it's going to be in the dictionary, and that's the red pill.
Yes, the red pill.
And it just seems so amazingly relevant. And, you know, that movie, the essence of that movie is that human beings lived and moved in a false reality. It was a digital reality that was a facade put together by artificial intelligence in the future. This was a dystopian sci-fi movie.
Hey, James, and let's pause for just a minute because I want you to finish the description of it all. And so we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are for a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is Don Shang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. God's unconditional love is a new concept for many people who've been raised to worship false deities. And we rejoice when we receive feedback from listeners who through the Tide Ministry have come to know the Lord and how God really feels about them. One young woman recently wrote to share how Christ's love has impacted her life through listening to the Tide Gospel Radio broadcast in Kosovo. I live in a culture where women have to fight for everything and where sexual harassment is considered normal, she said. Listening to how God took care of Ruth and Naomi deeply touched my heart. Thank you for sharing so much wisdom and peace to weary hearts. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping listeners in Kosovo and other countries find peace in the Word of God and how you can help, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome. Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent we are, with a little bit of an attitude, if that's okay. I apologize up front. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us as we air Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. In our conversation with the one and only, no baloney we're talking here, James Hersin, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. James, we're talking Matrix, Matrix Memories from 1999. How much fun was that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, and that was a watershed film, very successful. The sequels were terrible, but the original film had a quality that was similar to literature like George Orwell's 1984, and this red pill came into our vocabulary. And I was telling your listeners about reminding them of the Matrix, that there's a world that people live in, they work in, they worship, and they think it's real, but it's not real. And the real world, the truth, is a very ugly world where human beings are bred and kept as slaves for energy sources, for artificial intelligence in this dystopian world. And there's a scene in that movie where the character played by Leon Fishburne, Morpheus, holds his hands out to the character played by Keanu Reeves, Neo, and he says, in one hand he's got a red pill, the other hand he's got a blue pill. He says to him, you want to find out about the world you live in, and you take the red pill, and it will take you to the truth. And he implied that it wasn't a pleasant truth. Or you can take the blue pill, go back to your blissful ignorance, and live your life. And, of course, Neo chooses the truth. Mm-hmm. He chooses to take the red pill. And as painful as it is, he finds out, awakens in the real world, finding that the world he lived in was false. And, you know, in our world today, people have this uneasy feeling that there's a lot of deceit, deceit in the world of digital devices, mm-hmm. deceit in the world of the media and the social media, and they're seeking to wake up. The interesting thing is that term, the red pill, actually has been used by all kinds of groups. Vegan groups used it, you know, to wake up from eating meat to becoming a vegan. Men's rights groups have used it. There's been a documentary. It's appeared in many movies and television shows. But it stands for this idea that it's an act that leads you to a realization of the truth and also enlightens you that there are hidden deceptions, hidden delusions in the world that you thought was real. Mm-hmm. And Christians have been moved by the movie because of all of the symbolism that's in there. You know, the movie has three main characters, three working as one. One of them is aptly named Trinity.
Yeah.
the main character Neo is born from this incubator womb. Metaphorically, it's a virgin birth. He's called the One. He's prophesied beforehand in the film. He's betrayed by a Judas character. He dies and rises again after 72 seconds. Which, of course, 3 days is 72
right.
hours.
Exactly.
All of the references are very strong in the movie, and the notion that when people come to a realization of the reality, which is the hidden reality of the spiritual world, and the hidden reality of the offer of a relationship with God directly through the gift of his son,
mm-hmm.
what happens, I mean, the term that's used is born again, just
yes.
like the term that was used in the Matrix. And so it's actually been an inspirational concept as well, but it has so much relevance today that we, and matter of fact, if you on the social media, you often hear people on both sides of the political aisle using the term red pilled.
Yes,
we got
exactly.
a red pill this
yeah.
guy. We got to red yeah. pill these people. Elon Musk tweeted it out, last year, and got a lot of flack from saying red pill. But we truly have this awakening, and I guess that's what the left means by woke too, because they seem to think that when you embrace things like critical race theory and embrace hatred for America, that's some sort of red pill moment. So they identify with it as well. But
this is all causal, James. This is all causal because what you're talking about is the institutions that we once relied on are failing because they've become corrupt. They've been corrupted by a fallen, environment. And this is what's going on, and people are saying, okay, I mean, call it what you want. I mean, okay, woke and all that. But it's the idea that there's that search for the truth. And that's a good thing, at least that we're searching. But we need to search for the truth without a predetermined ideology, because you'll never find it if you go in with a fixed ideology or a fixed attitude, right?
No, and part of the secret in the actual real spiritual truth to discovering the reality into being like Neo and waking from the digital dream is humility. Mm-hmm. But the thing that blocks people from acceptance or even investigating Christianity is a hubris and is a self-love that the world teaches. I guess you could say it's the original sin of self-idolatry.
Exactly.
Placing oneself as the primary thing. And, of course, this self-esteem movement is a distorted concept that encourages young people to get their minds off of heavenly things and on earthly and selfish kinds of motivations. And that is the block. That is the thing that keeps us trapped in the artificial world, the artifice that Neo is escaping from in the Matrix.
Yeah, but what they realize through experience, James, is it doesn't work. At the end of the day, it's unfulfilling. It's hollow. Is that all there is? I mean, here it is. They've been handed the world on a silver platter. All this benefit and advantage that has been laid at their feet because of coddling parents somehow, that we were afraid to, have our kids, come home with a scrape or a boo-boo, and we didn't want them to feel bad, so we gave them a performance trophy. How did that work for you? And we're learning the hard way that, as I say, gravity still exists. Thank God that God has these built-in bumpers and realities that no matter how you want to, how stubborn you want to be and resist reality, God says, oh, but God.
No, that's exactly. No, I love that, the phrase you said, it doesn't work.
Yes.
Because, in fact, all of these kind of isms that are being promoted in the world by intellectuals are fundamentally based on atheism. They're also based on devaluing the value of an individual and promoting the value of the collective. And we've seen enough examples of what happens when that becomes, the guiding philosophy of nations. We've seen more than 100 million deaths. We've seen once great nations pounded into the ground, like Cuba and Venezuela and Cambodia. And we know that it is building the house on sand, because at the end of the day, if you take away God, there's nothing really, the important transcendent things of life are gone.
James, we got to leave it there. James Herson, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, has been our guest. James, always appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Monday that Americans dealing with the effects of long-term COVID could qualify for disability benefits. Speaking at a White House event, the president said those that qualify could be entitled to certain federal resources.
Many Americans who seemingly recover from the virus still face lingering challenges like breathing problems, brain fog, chronic pain or fatigue. These conditions can sometimes rise to the level of a disability. So we're bringing agencies together to make sure Americans with long COVID who have a disability have access to the rights and resources that are due under the disability law.
The Departments of Education, Health and Human Services, Justice, and Labor also released guidelines on Monday to help those suffering from long COVID navigate the federal benefit process. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. As we were talking with Ed Pizzoli in the first hour, look at how this breaks down. A majority of likely U.S. voters, 55%, support forensic audits to ensure there was no voter fraud. This according to the latest Rasmussen poll. 29% oppose such audits. 17% are not sure how they feel. The poll, which surveyed 900 likely voters, was conducted in the end of June, has a margin error plus or minus 3%, as they say, according to the report. A whopping 41% of likely voters do not believe Democrat Joe Biden won the presidential election fairly. 41% of likely voters. What does that say? This is a significant increase since February, when just 34% said they believed fraud affected the outcome of the race. In Rasmussen's April poll, that number had climbed to 51%. In the latest poll, more Republicans, 71% than Democrats, said they support forensic audits like the one being conducted in Arizona. However, a surprisingly high amount of Democrats, 38%, also support such audits. So what is that telling us? The winds of change may be coming in. Hey, we're going to be joining up with my good friend Jeff Cruer on his show live as we simulcast together. And we're going to be talking about his brand new commentary, The Myth of a Moderate Joe Biden. And here he is, the one and only Jeff Cruer. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
All right, Bill Martinez. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. So it is a myth, no doubt about it. The Democrats wanted us to believe that it was going to be a moderate Joe Biden, which is really surprising because Joe Biden, like the rest of the primary candidates, were pushing something, even on their own party, Jeff, if you recall. Only a third of the Democrats said they could support. 70% of the Democrats themselves said they couldn't support. But even with those odds, he ends up winning the election. It's just a miracle, isn't it?
Oh, it's quite a miracle. And he found a new way to get 81 million votes, campaigning in the basement, not doing an events, really having limited rallies and support, and just keeping his press conferences and visits to a minimum. And somehow he got 81 million votes. It is, as you say, a miracle.
Well, according to their count, because that's all that matters. It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts, right? And that's the old Marxist saying. And, you know, interesting, Jeff, I don't know if I told you, but I had a chance to meet up with Mike Lindell at a conference here a couple of weeks back. And he's going to be doing a three-day, 72-hour nonstop. Here's the evidence of what he's done. I mean, he has spent millions of dollars of his own money. He has put his own business on the altar of the, a conforming culture. And he's paid a big price. But he said, look, he would do it even if it was the other way around, because it's to protect this democratic republic, free and fair elections. But he has, the evidence he has is quite compelling, and he had something that even shocked, I believe, the Secretary of State of Arizona. And this is called data packs. Jeff, this is the DNA of a murder scene, basically, of a crime scene. Uh-huh. And this is, you know, digitally speaking, they're data packs that you cannot alter. It's not like a photograph, you know, because we know how we can alter photographs and, you know, you Photoshop them and change things around. You can be in the picture, not be. Forrest Gump could be there, all that kind of stuff. We've gone through that. But in this particular case, it's unalterable. These are the facts, Jack. And so he, when he was talking to the Secretary of State of Arizona, she said, well, we understand you've got the data pack for Arizona, but, you know, it's going to take a lot of work to, you know, get the rest of the country. He goes, I got all 50. She goes, all 50? You've got the data pack for all 50 states? Her jaw dropped. It hit the floor. And, I mean, this is going to be amazing. So what we're going to see, and he said the bottom line of all this, Jeff, he said the bottom line is the final count is Donald Trump, 80 million votes, 68 for Joe Biden.
I believe it. So kudos to him, Bill. He's a hero, and he's put a lot of his business into this. He's put his time and effort, his money, I just think he's really to be commended for what he's uncovered. But yeah, it does show Joe Biden, of course, didn't win, but he's the president now, and we're suffering under this radical administration. Mm-hmm. My analysis, Bill, is this is the most socialist president we've ever had. He's to the left of LBJ and FDR and Obama, and he's by far the worst, the furthest to the left. And, you know, at least those presidents had a mandate. You know, FDR and LBJ and even Obama won with a large majority.
Yeah.
This guy, even if you accept these results, barely got in there. The Democrats have no margin in the House or the Senate. There's no mandate for any of this.
Right, exactly.
It's being forced down our throat, Bill Martinez.
Well, this is all the delusion that's been thrust upon us. So whether we're talking about a moderate Joe Biden, it is the lie of the 2020 elections. Right now, Congress is holding this hearing on what happened in January 6th. But, you know, Minority Leader McCarthy is right, is that if you're going to look at January 6th, you have to look at the entirety of the problem.
Right.
And that began during the elections. So you got to go back to November. But Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are not interested in talking about that. Not that I'm expecting them to do a count themselves, but at least be able to verify to say, hey, look at, you know, these were some good things, some bad things that were done because of the era of COVID. And this is what we learned. And no doubt the people responded. They were upset because of the outcome of the election. And it wasn't the outcome as much as it was the process that gave us the outcome.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, things were turned upside down because of COVID. You had all these mail-in ballots accepted. You had Republican poll watchers weren't allowed. They covered up windows. They took boxes of ballots out from under tables.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a total fraud.
Well, the rules were broken from the get-go, Jeff.
That,
yeah. The rules were broken from the get-go. It's like all of a sudden you go into a Super Bowl game, you say, hey, we're going to play four quarters, they're going to be this length of time, the whole deal, and then on the fly, because of COVID, somebody decides, well, four quarters isn't enough, I think we need a fifth quarter, until their team wins, and then they say, game over. Right?
and that's what we're going through. And I think the American people were just upset, and they thought the whole thing was fraudulent, and many of them converged on D.C., and, of course, the vast majority of people were peaceful. Some people did things they shouldn't have done, but I don't like the way 500 of them have been arrested. I don't like the way many of them are still in prison. I don't like
solitary confinement.
Getting their due process rights, Bill.
Exactly. Solitary confinement. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now, there are probably some people there, you know, I don't know if solitary confinement, but still, and some should be incarcerated, but many that we're hearing from, Jeff, you know, were there. They didn't even go inside and they got arrested just because they were in the proximity. Okay? And the thing is, it's amazing, and you're hearing some of the testimony that was going on. You had roughly 800 people, I believe, who got into the building. 800. And you had that many officers. So it was one-on-one, basically. Well, how did they get... How did the Capitol Police, with guns, with all the military, you know, wherewithal that they had with them, how did they get overwhelmed by civilians that didn't have a gun? You know, they said they had guns, but they didn't have any guns. And how did they get overwhelmed? I mean, the numbers don't add up.
Let's not forget Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, did an analysis of the January 6th crowd. He said 40% of the people that were in the Capitol were let in by the Capitol Police. They just said, come on in.
Yeah.
So you had a good number of those people that didn't overwhelm anybody, but just walked right in. And those people should not be prosecuted at all. I mean, they weren't trampling over a Capitol Police officer or busting down a window. They were allowed in there by the Capitol Police, yet many of these people have been imprisoned. And they're facing serious jail time.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, well, you even have a DEA agent who was there with an FBI informant who was kind of said, hey, you got to come on down, you got to come on down. And you're saying, okay, what's going on? What is the backstory here of FBI complicity whipping up the crowd and interjecting themselves to create some sort of storyline that would advance their career or make them into some sort of hero or something, you know? This is bizarre.
Well said, and we don't know those answers. We don't know how many Antifa people were involved. We don't know the story behind Ashley Babbitt's murder. That police officer is still being protected. So there are some things that need to be investigated on January 6th, but the Democrats aren't going to get to any of those answers.
Well, because it doesn't fit their narrative or their objective. And this is what, Representative King and what Jim Jordan were concerned about. Jeff Carrera, as always, appreciate your time, buddy. Take care.
Living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back
back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, The Christian Post, and Newsmax. Rachel Alexander joins us now. Hey, Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill.
Lots to talk about here between mask, no mask. You know, the insanity continues. We've got a January 6th, you know, commission that seems to be coming in with a foregone conclusion, you know, as orchestrated by the one and only Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she doesn't want any antagonistic, players involved. And by antagonistic, I mean people who want to bring with them the question that most of Americans want to know. And that is, you know, what really happened on January 6th and who's responsible?
Oh, yeah. The more they dig, the worse it's going to look for them because, I mean, everybody is starting to realize that one of the main instigators behind that was a Black Lives Matter man who had a financial incentive to get people to act wild. So he literally stirred them up, and then he went and sold the video so he could take video of it. And he sold the video for $90,000 to CNN and I think a couple other outlets.
Right. Oh, so the Capitol riot been very, very good for him. And what about this increasing evidence that's coming out that maybe the FBI got their fingers involved in much the same way as they did with the Whitmer kidnapping thing, that between the FBI and some informants possibly had colored the picture of the Capitol riots?
Oh, it's just going to be a bombshell when this all drops. And then you know what's going to come out during the hearings. I mean, the Democrats, why do you think they're trying to keep people like Jim Jordan, off this committee? Because they know he will dig and he will get to the bottom of what's really going on. You know, he'll find out what police officer shot that, poor lady who died. This is going to backfire on them because the facts are not in their favor one bit.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is most powerful, and she's already threatened Republicans with consequences if they don't go along to get along. And such is the environment of the Beltway, as we know from an outsider's viewpoint, is you get these well-meaning elected officials, congressmen and senators who go in, and then they find out, you know, there is that vice of the Beltway that conforms you to their thinking and way of life. And before you know it, you're fighting for your own survival, and you forget about focusing on the people's business.
Right. I'm sure there are going to be some Republicans who are going to cave into her threat. And, you know, you never know with Kevin McCarthy. I mean, for the most part, he's held firm against her. But, you know, he's only human. And, you know, who knows what, you know, how he's going to shake out. Now, there are some people like Jim Jordan who I just immensely trust. So,
yes. Well, and Jim Banks is another one as well. I agree with you. And the deal is I think for, you know, for Leader McCarthy, minority leader, that it was quite bold of him to refer to Nancy Pelosi as lame duck. I thought, whoa. How is that going to come back and bite him? He better hope he doesn't disappoint himself and others come the midterms.
Yeah, I mean, there is some hope for him that he is going to be solid. I mean, he surprised me over the years because I really thought he was just going to cave on a lot of situations, but he did not. So I just don't see this whole, you know, set of hearings turning out good for the Democrats at all. Bring it on. I don't even know why. Like, from the very beginning, I've said this is a very bad idea for them. The facts are not in their favor.
Well, the thing that I would appreciate, I mean, after all, they're spending our money, right? So if it was my vote, I would say, look, if you're going to look at January 6th, you have to look at everything that led up to January 6th, because January 6th didn't happen all by itself. It was causal, and the cause was November the 3rd. So are you going to look, not that I expect you to do an audit, I'm not expecting Congress to do an audit, but I want them to be able to affirm that people were upset because the results of the election, in a nice way, was questionable.
Now, that is hoping for too much. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I love unicorns, too. You know that. So I'll live in la-la land. But this is that 800,000 pound gorilla in the room, though, Rachel, that they keep stepping over, is that, you know, January 6th didn't happen on its own without a causal relationship to the November 3rd. Now, coming up, I don't know if you and I talked about this or not, but I spoke with Mike Lindell a couple of weeks ago, and he's got a 72-hour, I mean, this is going to be a TV marathon of evidence where they're going to lay out everything they have. And he's got some very compelling evidence about this, and much more than's been seen. In fact, he has captured, much to the chagrin of those on the left and the attorneys and Democratic leadership in some of these states, he has captured the data packets, which is unheard of for you to have that kind of, that's really, it's the DNA of a crime scene is what it is what you can relate it to. And he's got the data packets for all 50 states that lays out, you know, the votes, what happened, how it came about. The bottom line, he told me, he said, the actual vote numbers, as they can tell right now, at least Donald Trump generated 80 million votes versus Biden at 68 million.
Oh, God bless him for still trying to get to the bottom of this. And I'm sure you know everything that's going on here in Arizona.
Exactly.
It's just been incredible. You know, we found enough errors that look like it could be over the, you know, margin that Biden won by, that 10,000 vote margin. And so this is not done. This is not over. I feel like we're getting a movement that is starting to escalate into this election fraud. And the Democrats don't like it. But, you know, regular people like Mike Lindell are stepping up. It's not just, you know, people who are very conservative on the right, longtime political activists. This is getting normal people like him really
exactly
the political process, and it's harder for them to tarnish them because they've just been regular people all along.
Exactly. At what cost? I mean, he's put millions of his own money into this. He's, you know, he's lost distribution because of it. You know, so, and as he said, he would do it even if it was the other party, even if it was Republicans that were guilty of this, if it went the other way. That, you know, cheating is cheating. It is not a positive thing for a democratic republic to allow fraud and cheating to take place.
No, it's we're out of control. We're in an Orwellian world. The fact
without a doubt
allowed to go this far, and I just hope we can turn it around. But I am getting some hope with Arizona audit, and I really think that the Democrats' hearing is going to backfire on them.
Well, like you said, it's one domino at a time, and we'll see what happens, especially in light of this symposium or this 72-hour investigative report, I mean, on all the facts. And Mike feels that he's got so much strength and belief in this. It's without emotionality. I mean, it's just, you know, he's a mathematician at heart. So he's looking at the numbers, you know, and you love people who have this kind of wiring that can break down, you know, what seems to be complicated into simplistic terms. And, you know, here's the math. So you tell me that 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. And that's what it comes down to. So we'll see how it plays out. Now, a story that was recently in Town Hall that you wrote about Republicans. Interesting, this shift that has been taking place, that this is becoming the party of youth. And the Democrats, the party of older people. And I would say to the Republicans, what they need to do is coordinate a field trip for all these young kids and take them down to Miami, to Calle Ocho, and to talk to the Cuban refugees, the Cubans down there who have families that are, you know, that are being persecuted, that are being jailed in Cuba right now, even as we speak. And hear the facts, the true facts of Marxism and communism.
And, you know, I don't think I've ever asked you, Bill, are you Cuban?
No, I'm Hispanic.
Okay.
This is the deal, okay? I say Hispanic, you'll go, oh, of course you're Hispanic. No, my mother is from Mexico, my dad was from Spain.
Right. Yeah,
so that's why in our family, if you look at our family photos, you'll see every other child is dark-complected, and every other child is light. So it's dark, light. That's the way it goes down. I'm the number three. So actually it was light, dark, light. And so I was number three in the chain there. And so we got more of the Spanish, you know, complexion influence. And my other brothers got more of the Mexican, complexion from my mother. And so that's the way it works. So
I get it. I'm part Portuguese, and I'm the darkest one of us.
Are you really?
Family.
Oh, yeah, Portuguese rice. Portuguese rice. I grew up on Portuguese rice. I loved Portuguese rice. Forgive me. I'm sorry. You triggered a Pavlovian response by saying that, so I'm sorry.
Well, you know, if I was a leftist, I'd probably be offended, right?
Well, don't be offended. I really mean that. That rice was excellent.
It's a compliment, but you know how they are about race. They get so weird. It's insane. But
exactly. Anyway,
yeah. No, because you live in Miami, so you see, you know, what these Cuban people have been through, and these young millennials are just kept so, and the younger generation now, they're talking about Generation Z. I mean, they are just living in these bubbles, and I just thank God that some of them are getting out of it and seeing the truth, and I'm so sick and tired of the left saying, oh, all these young people are, you know, becoming progressive. It's just not true. And I hope people read my article and see, you know, no, they're actually remaining pretty conservative, and that some of them are becoming even more partisan conservative than us older folks.
Right. Well, they are believing their eyes and not the lying media. Thank God for them, because they're adding out, because there's plenty of false narratives flying around out there, and these young kids can figure it out. It's kind of built into their wiring, isn't it? And I think we can be grateful for that. Rachel Alexander has been with us, the attorney contributor, Down Hall, WND, The Christian Post, and Newsmax. Rachel, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. You take care.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. With protection.